USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin by his side, President Joe Biden repealed the ban on transgender Americans serving in the U.S. military by executive order. Austin voiced his support during last Friday's confirmation hearing.
I truly believe, Senator, that, as I said in my opening statement, that if you are fit and you're qualified to serve and you can maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve. And you can expect that that I will support that throughout.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 and overturns the ban enacted by former President Donald Trump. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. The suit filed today. Giuliani is Donald Trump's personal attorney who has led efforts to spread claims of voter fraud. Dominion suing for more than $1.3 billion in damages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, has announced she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car at a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dozens of children have been rescued from human trafficking in Southern California.
The FBI announced Friday they and 24 other agencies rescued 33 missing children, including 8 who were being sexually abused in Southern California. One adult has been charged with human trafficking. Operation Lost Angeles rescued the children ages 13 through 17 from an investigation that began January 11th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's sweeping changes to immigration policy might not get far. Here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made immigration reform a priority in his first days in office, sending Congress a proposal that would create a path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people illegally in the country. That proposal is already drawing pushback from Senate Republicans. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the president's proposal is dead on arrival. He tells Fox News there won't be much support for a measure that hurts American workers.
The bill that Joe Biden sent last week, I think, will be dead on arrival. It's far to the left of any immigration bill that Congress has considered. It would flood the labor markets with millions of unskilled migrants, whether they're here presently as illegal aliens or they're rushing to the border now. That would be terrible for working-class Americans, taking their jobs away or driving their wages down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden's personal doctor is the new White House physician. Dr. Kevin O'Connor also served as Biden's White House physician when he was vice president. He's been Biden's doctor since 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.